I'm going now by sight. The Gospel Book. We know that there is a stark difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. I tried to pick a sugya that would shovel the whole nefesh. Ale Yom Tov. And that is that the Gemara in Bei and Afkaf Aleph Amud Aleph brings the pasuk. If you learn out from this pasuk, Achashe Yochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levade Yosel Lechem. There's a kula. There's an exemption. We, as on Shabbos, there's no heter to do anything, even for food, even for eating. And Yom Tov Atzvei Talach. State in pasuk, Achashe Yosel Yochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levade Yosel Lechem. So the Gemara says that way, Mimashma Shenem Al Chol Nefesh, Shemei Ani Afil Nefesh Behema Mimashma. It's a pasuk. Contrary to certain beliefs, a Behema has a Nefesh. Make Nefesh Behema Shamen. As I said, I'm for sure pasuk. So I would be, I might think, I'm inclined to thinking that a person is allowed to cook something for a Behema. Talmud Loim Alachem. Especially with Lachem. Lachem V'loi L'Klovim. Dibir Rabbi Yosef Lili. The key by me, I feel a nefesh behemah mamash. I widen say lachem lachem alei loydi kechav. So there's a kind of shayla in the Gemara whether the lachem excludes that you're not allowed to cook anything, you're not allowed to be mechal what would be called a chil Shabbos or a chil Yom Tov if it weren't for food. So the machloek is in regard to tzorich of behemah, some klovim, in regard to a goy. Even this mandom, even the tzveit mandom is maskim. The Rambam in Hilchus. Yom Tov, Shvi'is is Yom Tov, Perek Aleph. Rambam paskins very clearly. Starts al chatchila. So the Rambam that there's no question about it that. You're not allowed to bake or cook on Yom Tov. He passed it like a mandoma that you're not allowed to do it for anyone. Anyone that's not a yid, Tom Rishon, not for Behema. Lochem is Mamay Tzai, Neb Tzai Behema, even though Behema is Nefesh. Of the Lochem, Veloy Le Behemas. And also not for Goy. Shnema Levadu Yas Lachem, Lochem Veloy Le Goyim, Lochem Veloy Le Klovim. The Fichok. Mizalnin is a goy b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite the goy to the house to eat Shabbos. They mizalnin is b'Yom Tov. Zer Hashem yabo b'Shvila. On Shabbos there's no problem. On Shabbos you can't anyways cook. There's no harm. You're not allowed to cook for yourself. So you invite a goy. What's the time? You won't have food for him. So just like if you don't have for yourself, you're not going to cook. You won't cook for him. The aim is zalnin is b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to invite a goy. To eat by you on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to pray. Why Shem Yabba B'Shila? Avlin Bo Hagoy Me'elav Oichlim Bo Ma'ashen Oichlim Shekvay Chinu. If you didn't invite the goy, so the ma'aser, whatever you're eating, he'll eat. The Avamin was that even if you invited him, it's a problem. No, L'chatchil you can't invite him. Zam Befesh Gepaskin that you cannot invite a goy and you cannot cook for a goy. You can't cook for behemoth. Kevin Shon Yom. That's an halacha Yud Gimel. An halacha Tesvav. The Rambam weighs in on the Shaila Machlokes of Amidon, famous klal. If you say Hoylu Mikla Orchim, that means a person is he allowed to do something on Yom Tov wherein he has no need for it? He's serving French fries today. He has already 10 pounds. It's more than enough for his family. His wife decided to make another 10 pounds. She'll have ready for Tuesday. For Friday this year. So it's a machloek. It's pashas, you're not allowed to make them for the fish on the lechor. Oh, but some machloek is some iran. And the Gemara will be attacking that for Falev. Maybe, Gibald hoil or mikla orchim, Gibald it could be that orchim will come on Yom Tov, and for orchim you're allowed to cook, so you're allowed to cook now. And if the orchim do come, they do come. If they don't come, you're not expecting orchim. But if they do come, they come. If they don't come, they don't come. Which means somebody won't come, and you'll have ready for the week. It's up to Rambam Mazoi. In Halacha Tezva, Hamavashel biyontav legoyim, oyle behema, oyle nichlachol, ein aloyke. That means even though I said in Halacha you gimel, kimaskonas asuya, that you're not allowed to cook for a goy, not allowed to cook for a behema. It's also the nisim raisa. But the ma'isa, there will not be the ma'isa, there will not be malchus of the Rambam. There won't be any malchus for us. So the Rambam, the Santa Sora, that means you did it either for goy or behema or lanich lechor. Ain't like it. Why? She'ilu boy loy archim hoy oisa tam shavoy lehen. The baldev if there would be archim would be goyim for them. So therefore, he doesn't get an onish. Osel enav sheva hoisim mutal achul menel goyim lebehema. Then he says another thing. Even though I told you before, you're not allowed to cook for a goy or for behemoth, but what have you made for yourself? There's extra food. You're not supposed to be masmin him, but like he said before, if he comes, he had extra food, you give him the extra food. The Rambam said before, you could even cut it to your own dish, you give it to him, do whatever you want, once he's there. Aber noch mal, zwei Sachen steht in Rambam. Reishis kol, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, beyond not the behemoth and not the club. You ask him that both are excluded from lechem, lechem v'loy lebehemoth, lechem v'loy legoy. Zweitens, there are passages like the Mandom, like Rabba, that you say, Hoylu Mikla Orchim, if Orchim were to come, you'd be allowed to cook for them. See, even though today you explicitly cooked for a goy, for behema, for choyl, wipe the sausage and store it in the freezer, which you're not allowed to do. But a nice amalkis there won't be, for us, because there's a din of Hoylu Mikla Orchim. So I pass in the Rabba, Hoylu Mikla Orchim, if Orchim would come, so you'd be allowed to cook for them. So maybe even though you cooked extra, you don't need it. Malchus can't change his name. That's included in the exemption of Yochel Chonefesh. It's interesting that the Rambam is mashve, the halacha of Goyim and Behemoth to Choy. And my Mishnah says, that's Svar the Nafshe. The Rambam held there's no difference whether he did it to Behemoth or the Goy or the Choy. All three are Rasa. And maybe the din of Choyl Mikloche applies to Choyl, which is the usual case of the Gemara, it'll vaday apply to the din of Goy and Bay. And why is it also poshut? Amed varam amurim. That's it, what you're cooking now, this extra food that you're cooking and it's going to be Roy Lachil. What happens to what you're cooking or any other mocha that you're doing, the Shechtig Behema? What if it won't be Roy Lachil? It's a double poshut. It's a Muslim pshita. Moshe Toysis Takis Akasha Chopala from a base. Roy de Dvash Vyondav. And it's a shaila why Toysis really picks that case. Toysis in other places and there aren't in other places doesn't pick that case. Because we know, all of us know that Lachoyra is only Mutta Milisha Ve'elach. Only Milisha Ve'elach. Roy de Lachoyra is a shaila of Toysh. But okay, that's a machoyra of Rishonim. But let's pick that Kasha of the Rishonim. Why should a person get Malkis? Why should he get malchus? L'chorin, there's a din of hoyle mikla'orchem. And Tosfos is matchik himself to say that this malacha, whatever you did, you have to do it in ample time that it could be consumed on Yom Tov. Secondly, it has to be edible. Melech of Tosfos is talking about that this dvash that you're being roided, you're doing it either dvash behidvish, which is interesting. You made this dvash, but the ma'aseh, when you actually came out with your finished product, it was a spoiled product. And therefore, without the spoil, it's not roy, so you were machalal yontif, not with tzarechos nefesh. Or, zoktatoisvus, you did it so late in the day that by the time you finished, you did your malach of toilish, by the time it was roy for dvash, it was motzi yontif, you could eat it for lava malach of yontif, if there's such a thing. It's not roy anymore for yontif. That's a poshet. Menes poshet. If a person were to shecht the behemoth, and he's cashing in on that heta of hoyle miklach, the heta is not a heta, it's a tour, it's not a heta, you're not allowed to. But let's say he did that. Would he get malchus? About it, he doesn't get malchus because they didn't hoyle. What happens if that behemoth is nitraf? Behemoth there, treifen. Just like Tosfos brings dvash behidvish. He didn't start out thinking he's going to be hidvish, he's not a fool. He started out thinking that this honey is going to be fantastic honey. They ended up being hidvish. So Taisa says, that's the pshat in the braisa, that if a person is roide dvash on yomtev, he gets malchus. Aye, what's with hoyle mikla orcha? The Torah says, it got spoiled. Gebal got spoiled, so it's not Roy Lorachim. So it was a Melechus Shah, a Yomtiv, for no reason. It's the Zelt Mazak, it's Poshet. The person Shechter Abahema, on Yomtiv, which the Chor Shabbos is not allowed to do, and Yomtiv you're only allowed to do because of Oichel Nefesh. So therefore, you cannot do it L'Chor, you cannot do it L'Goy, you can't do it L'Klovim. Elamai, if he did do it, for either Chor, L'Klovim, or Goy, he's Potter from Malkus, Favos, because Hoyle Miklorachim. He has a packed refrigerator with food that Emerson took care of. But the Meister, who knows, maybe 100 fellows are going to walk in for a Yomtiv and they'll need a Suda, so he shechted a new behemoth, and his wife has now food for who knows how long. So therefore, he'll be exempt of Malkus. He shechts the behemoth and he gives a look afterwards, and the behemoth is a Taifa. So that's Klavan thought. The exemption of not being Chayav Malkus, I'm not going to go into the city and if I saw another. The Meister, that exemption is not there. It's just like Vash Vehevish. It's no difference. It's far more interesting than Rabbi Kivayi. I would advise people to look up the Sef Kivayi. Sef Kivayi is, you'll have only Yomtiv. I'll be with that person Yomtiv. Especially Hakol Moedim Atzeres, the Bein and Arm Alechem. Yom Shnitna B'Torah. That means you might be making a mistake. You might think Yom Shnitna B'Torah. You get involved in the Torah. Some people could have Lechem out of the Shikul Torah. I'm still holding that the Shikul Flesh is Oichayim. Shteit Azoi. The Kivayi is talking about, and he brings Bem, he says, Chathchile from Toysis, Satsa with Toysis, and Shumasav Kivayi is Simen Heh. A person went and shechted a behema, and he found it to be not a trade for the rice. Not Torah, this behema is 100% but in Hilchos Yeradeya, there's no problem with this behema. It's a kosher v'yosher. Midrabonon, this behema is a trade for. Midrabonon is a trade for. So the Kivege, Lachatchila takes on, and there's a raya from a toisis. We don't have that much time to go into that toisis. There's often a raya from a toisis, this very same toisis, that even though it's only a treifa with the rabbonon, the halacha should be that there's no exemption of malchus because of hoyle miklorachim. The Kivege's lashon is, what's the difference why you can't eat it? Hoyle miklorachim is a practical thing, even though it's not so probable, but it's practical. Not so probable somebody's going to come, and the Kivayi talks about what happens if a person lives chutz mitchum of anybody. I got such a shtickle, very interesting shtickle. Zogt Rav Kivayi l'chayra, Mali, what's the difference if it's trei for the rabbanan, trei for the reise, just like it's trei for the reise, or it's hidvish. Either halachically or physically, you cannot eat that, and therefore there's no more p'tur of hoyle miklorecha. So Rav Kivayi l'chayra daf zayin zel bazach. But he brings a shakasai. Shagasaya takes on for dover poshet. That if you shech the behemoth, and the behemoth is kosher min ha-toyre, only mid the rabbonin it's a treifa. I use that word only, I don't like to use that really when I talk about rabbonin's people. It's not a deraisa, it's a rabbonin. Zog the Shagasaya, vibalt min ha-toyre, it's roi la-achilam, peladik achidish of Shagasaya, mele paskin the Shagasaya, min ha-toyre, it's roi la-achilam, it's mid rabbonin, it's also achilam. The person will be exempt from Malkus. What do you mean? The Maisik can't eat it. It's not only Dabonah. He can't eat it. Once he can't eat it, there's no Hoyle Miklarcha. Once it's no more Hoyle Miklarcha, you did a Zab, which is not the awful Nefesh. But, so it's a Machlaikis submission of Kivayi and Shagasai. And it's interesting. At the beginning of that Shuvah, though, before he introduces the Shagasai, that Kivayi takes on Poshet, that there should be no difference. Once he introduces the Kivege, he goes and brings the Chor Rais that are often a Rais. The case that I gave you in point is very simple. A person lives more than a Tchum Shabbos. Lives more than a Tchum Shabbos. For anyone. Why should he be exempt from Malkus? The Tedis is because Tchumen is a Rabbonim. Tchumen is a Rabbonim. So that person that comes to eat by me could be Oivan, this is a Tchumen, the Rabbonim, and they're both to eat by me. Sound? I said, this is the Rabbonim. The Tedetz is, this is the Rabbonim is different. And then Rabbi Kevi says, no, maybe it's different. Because there's nothing really wrong with the food. The food is Zroi. It's a David Snodi. He can't come because of a technical thing. Halacha, exactly. But it's a technical halacha that he can't come. But that's some of the food. It's a Mashenka when you're talking about Trefa, the Rabbonim, the food is not edible. That's a whole shtickel Torah. Yeah.
I understand. You try to shech an animal. It's not your fault. So why are you?
No, you know, that's a musa de gishayim. It's not your fault, it is your fault. Lamaise, he shechted. Tell me, he shouldn't be shechting for Chor. I told it's an issa. It's also, right?
Right.
You forgot something. It's also to do. Don't tell me that it's a technical thing. It's not your fault, it is your fault. You did something you're not allowed to do. We read the Rambam, you're not allowed to do it. It's also to do. Hoyle Miklarch is not a heta. Hoyle Miklarch is only a Ptur Malkus. So now you're telling me you did an Aveira, and you want to tell me it's not your fault. Poshut is your fault.
What about Eliyahu could come?
Huh?
Eliyahu could come, because over here that Gemara...
What's going to be if Eliyahu comes?
No,
he's not going to eat Eliyahu. He's not going to eat Eliyahu. There's plenty of places to eat.
We have it.
Eliyahu doesn't eat. He's not coming to eat.
We have it in Arab, though. We have the case.
It doesn't say he's coming to eat. I know what you're talking about over there, but it doesn't say he's coming to eat. I can't hear what? If you cook what?
He said yes.
100%. 100%. But he didn't listen. But he didn't listen. Yeah, but he didn't yom. No, no, we're talking about the mice, there is the. If you see there's an exemption of oil miklaracha, so you could say, I decide I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat the other one. And what are you saying? I think that this machloik is, you know, anyone that hears this machloik is right away would hang the hat on the machloik of the Rambam, the Ramban, whether this is the one of the Raisa. I want to say things that people maybe might not think on their own. L'choira, this shayla of the Kibeget and the Shagasayet, as I told you, the machloik is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Koydem matn toyra. Hay odn pregeh ish beshuk, im rot so hu behi. Nois no skora boyalo, oy salem ader boy, de zu yani kas kedesh. Mi shen hit no hat toyra, nesa kedesh shnem lo sik kedesh mes so. Figa kol aber ish bedat. Kedushen like im atoyra mi shvot kedesh. Very simple. Living with a woman without kedushin. The Rambam says that Koydem Matan Torah, that was the order of the day. Once the Torah was nitna, there's a lav, the raisa, loisas of the raisa, which mandates malchus if a person lives with a woman without l'shem kedushin. Kum tzegein the Ha'ivet. The Ha'ivet says, I'm sorry, that's the not. Ein kedei she'elam zumenes, v'mufkeres l'chalodam. But a woman that's mi'acheres atma for a certain person, there's no malchus, blaze alav, and that's really a pilayish that the Torah talks about. Very simple. Bizman azeh, if the mishnit Torah, if a person lives with a woman not l'shem kedushin, so the ram that's alav l'sikadesha, and it's malchus. And the rabbi said it isn't so, it's this, the rabban is not the rabbis. Kum tzegein the Magid Mishnah. I want you to hear this Magid Mishnah. It talks, Barich is over here. V'nirah, siyuri l'rabbeinu. I have an eye to the Rambam. Mimash she'omru b'harbe mikoymus. The Gemara says in many places, in Ksubis, in Gittin. The Gemara says, chazoka in odem oise bilosi bilosnus. A person made a maise b'ir. The shayla is, zok the Gemara dot in a different shayla, zok the Gemara, no, there's a chazoka, there's a cheskes kashas, that ain odem oise bilosi bilosnus. And therefore, avadi meant for Kiddushin. Listen to the Loshon of Magid Mishnah. If this issa of living with a woman, not the Shem Kiddushin, were not the rise of the Gizza, the issa that Rabbanan Kulinshal Loi Zehirabe. I hope the Magid Mishnah doesn't mean Kulinshal Loi Zehira. I hope he means love Kulinshal Zehira. The big difference when you say Kulinshal Loi Zehira means nobody's Zohir. I would hope that's not the case. Mistam means love. Very simple. A person, if you have a shayla, if a person was over an issa deraisa or not, the cheskes kashas, every year there's cheskes kashas. We're heilige folk, goy kodesh, we don't do averus. So the cheskes kashas. Did he do an issa? Didn't he do an issa? I'm not talking in Pirkei Avos, never done problems, cheskes kashas. I'm talking about sekvan halacha, and halacha. So boy, it's a halacha, some issues from that. He was scared through that. Because ain't all them, so he's like the Magid Mishnah. If you hold like the Ravid, that the ganze issa of living with a woman shleivah shein kedushin, that beer is an issa the Rabbanan, not a deraisa. So he says, people are not, you can't say that. Lav kol inshin zoyin nisrabanan. And therefore you can't rely on such a machazaka. That means the Magid Mishnah is a pashat. There's a stark line of demarcation. When you're talking about this and the Raisa, Yid has a cheskes kashas. When you're talking about this and the Rabbanan, there is no cheskes kashas. There's no such thing. And therefore, you cannot create a ma'isa kedushin. You can't say that this woman's a kedushin. Say no, ma'isa kedushin is lost. So the lishita sarayim, what's the tzad? All these gemaras and shas are shver. How does the gemara build on this chazaka? There is no such chazaka. The tenets is it's a isa deraisa, and if it's a deraisa, so you have a right to follow the dictate of the chazaka. Nobody says what's halachah. I hold this chazoy. The Rabbi holds that just like there's a cheskes kashas that a yid has, and it's interesting. The Rambam always holds this Rabban is this Raisa too. However you learn the pshat, how you call it. And the Rambam holds like Mishnah holds, no, there is no cheskes kashas on this Rabban. That this Raisa is a secondary thing, it's a domino effect, but it's not the initial issue. Therefore, there's no chazoket. The Rabbi holds that even if it's this Rabban, there's a true, authentic chazoket, and not the Maisa Bilatsa Bisnos, because on the Rabban, he also has cheskes kashas. L'chayra, if this thing is taketeva deraisa, I hear very, very clear, loud and clear, where the shark's eye is coming from. If it's an isa deraisa, so it's a chazoka. I'm not on a kut for a goy. This is supposed to be for a yid that's going to come. Miklorch, you're talking yiddish orchim. So maybe if this yid comes, and this is an isa derabon, it's not an isa deraisa. There's no cheskes kashas. This yid, kenesef, he might eat from it. Why not? There's no such chazoka. So therefore, this is then hoil miklorch. Mashenev was when there is a tefer deraisa. Tefer deraisa is not edible in a Torah. The yid has a cheskes kashas, and therefore you cannot entertain the thought that he's going to eat it. And therefore you chay a malchus. So what was it? Come then the chayim of kivay and the shag sayel for this shayel. If you say hello miklor, so they have a ptur of malchus. Whether it happens, whether it works for a tefer the rabbanon should really be dependent on the machlokes of the Rambam and the Raya. In the Bochur Shayon, you know, when I said that 35 or 40 years ago, it was recent history. Today it's a bit ancient history. I remember the old meetings came out on Receptor Yuma. And Hagdoma, somebody Hirshenson wrote that Hagdoma. He writes that Talmid Chachom Ma'am Shom Boilom means that if you can make from a four-faceted machloikis, if you can make a one-faceted machloikis, you Ma'am Shom Boilom. Some people like to make from one machloikis, 16 machloikis, and I'm not good at that. I would like to say that this machloek is tzedong that Kivegen, Shagzang, Amorish, Ram, and Raivit. I'd like to introduce one more halacha. There's an interesting Gemara in Masechta Bo Metzia, in Hilchos Ribbis. The Gemara is, there are two ways to learn up Shot the Gemara. The Gemara says over there, Haiman the Yosef, a person borrowed money, it's in Samach Gimel, he borrowed money from someone, and he found extra money. And here's where the fun begins. Who found extra money? The Pashup Chat is that you asked me for $1,000 loan, and I sent you $1,005. So the Shadim was Bechadesh Adas Toya. He said, not Bechadesh Adas Toya. That would be simple. The Rambam brings this halacha, at least in the Rambam, the way we have the Rambams. The Rambam brings it the way the Me'iri brings it. Listen to the Rambam Pekdan Aloch Yud Nedas Malvu Loiva. Hamal Ves Chaveiro Yomotza HaLoiva Yoyse. The Loiva found extra money, the case I gave you. Oy Shech Zeloi Loiva Yomotza HaMal V'Yoyse. Second case is, I lent you $1,000 as you requested. You borrowed $1,000, I gave you $1,000. And then, when you sent the payment, I found $1,005. Zog the Rambam, Im Bechdei Shadas Toya, Chayim Lachzi. If you could say it's really a mistake, plain blush mistake, the five stuck together. Bimlav matonu shenosan loy. Either it's a matona, or maybe he once stole something from him, so he figured now I'll pay it back without embarrassing himself, or someone else asked him to help him pay back some money that he stole from you. One of these three things. Concoct your own scenario. But Lamai said, Kumts again the Magid Mishnah Allah San. And he says, the second Girsa is also okay. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with the second Girsa. They say, I mean, that's pure Ribbis. I borrowed $1,000 and I paid you $1,005. That's really the case of Ribbis. Kumts again, the Magid Mishnah. And the Magid Mishnah says, no. Even in the second case, Akhtar, Afilu Malva Moitzi Yosef, Mutter, why? Shein toil, listen to this. Shein toil in beribes lucheres. You're not going to be toil in those ribes. Shlai hei aloi v'machel isa l'malva. Chris is not going to be machel and isa l'malva. Barzuk yinshi v'rshi v'koshkin l'niskan amatsikin. Rabbi said there's really three svaras here. One svar, I don't even know why he doesn't say that, is aloi v'zoi v'nissa. When aloi v'pays malva, Rabbi said when aloi v'pays ribes, he's aloi v'nissa dies. It's not just the malva, it's aloi v'zoi. Zweitens is machshul the malva. And then he throws in the shtick of the kolskil and niska. Some people do averus when they're getting through it. They think they're getting. But not when it's costing them money. All of a sudden, everybody comes to tzaddik. You know, nobody's... Why is it? This is ribis mulcheres. It's not ribis tzutza. We didn't make up originally that you're going to pay me $1,005 for the $1,000. $1,000, I pay you $1,000. And later, I send you $1,005. Even if you told me something later, it's ribis mulcheres. And if it's ribis mulcheres, it's not more than a rabbonim. And the same Magen Mishnah of Hilchos Ishus, we justifies that Rambam over there. The Zelba Magen Mishnah Zogdor, that no, the Rambam is very fine and dandy with the loiva paid extra money. Because Azuk Yinshi B'Rish Loim Azakinim, and then he is because Kenan is. Right? But the little one, what's the Zogdor? It's an Issa Rabbanan. And on Issa Rabbanan, there's no Chesus Kash. You just said so. That was the backbone of Yerayat and Shittas Rambam on the Gabi Ishi without Kedushim. The Mishnah Malfoy Kashin, and Machmas Choyma Hakushin, he has no option. He says the Rambam is going to have to side with the Shittas Haramoy and Yeradeya and the Shittas Haturah, which is really the Shittas if you do it. That Ribis Mulcheres, that's not Ribis Mulcheres. Ribis Mulcheres is only after you paid already your whole Choyb, then you come and you give another $5. That's Ribis Mulcheres. Shittas Mulcheres. That you don't really need Ribis Tzutza to be a Deraisa. Tell it like a Shitta. But he said, I have no choice. In order to some reconcile this Magen Mishnah, there shouldn't be a stira. It's kumpeshtos. I would like to... I would like you to share with you an interesting thought. And then maybe we'll move over to a few minutes of my body. Now, boy, seemingly we learned till here, Shagasai, and Kibbeya, the Rambam, the Rai, and Hilchasishas. And now, this Magen Mishnah over here, we're weighing Issa the Raisa versus Issa Rabbanan. Issa the Raisa, less man the Pog. Klal Yisrael, a Helik of folk, we have a Cheskes Kashas, any Yid that you meet, you don't have to avoid the Gesitzes, right away you know that this Yid doesn't do Issa. The Magen Mishnah and Hilchas Ishas opened our eyes, or maybe closed our eyes, I don't know, but told us that by Issa the Rabbanan, we're trying to be nice, we're saying Lav Kulinch Zahir, he says Kulinch Loy Zahir. I don't think that's what he said. I don't think that's what he said. But very simple. When you're dealing with an Issa the Maisa, a person did a Pu'ula, he did a certain Maisa. Let's talk about that case, Taka. Let's talk about that case over there where a woman, person lived with a woman, and if you're all like the Sheikh of Saddam, and he did a Shalom Hashem, he did a Maisa B'Yi with him. But he did a Maisa Bia. That Maisa is a Maisa Issa. In order to say that Maisa is not a Maisa Issa, I have to concoct that this man was Mechavel L'Shem Kiddushim. I have to inject something into there. That he did a Maisa L'Shem, he did a Shem Kiddushim. I didn't see L'Shem Kiddushim. Probably with the Aedis. Nobody saw that. I saw Maisa Issa. Listen, if it's a Deraisa, and he has a Cheskes Kashas, go like this, and go like that, and go like this. He was Mechavel L'Shem Kiddushin. You saw that? No, I saw my sister. But it's a Cheskes Kashas. By Issa the Rabbanon is Amish. By Issa the Rabbanon, you saw my sister. You saw my sister. So the Magen Mishnah. To the Rabbanon. And you saw my sister. You have to now put a flavor of L'Shem Kiddushin. You have no right to do that. If it was Issa the Rabbanon, you have to do it. That is so. That's part and parcel of this Cheskes Kashas. Our voice is just the opposite. If a person gives me $5, there's a Maisa Issa. Loim and Neighbor Mitzosa. Person gave me $5. He gave me $5. You do that all the time. What you're doing is you come back for a second. He borrowed $1,000, gave back $1,000, he gave back $1,005. Ooh, there's a mice of limits over here. Oh no. Zok the Magen Mishnah is not a stira. sagte, nein, der Prismach, such ihn, sie berichtet ihm, sie kennen. Du kommst keine Riskei. You saw benign Meise. You saw benign Meise. You didn't see Meise, is it? You saw Meise, give me $5. No, you're going to talk, you put two and two together, you got six. And maybe you got four. You decided that this $5 doesn't, that's Ribbis. It'd be the Chuldik. It's an Issa. It's an Issa. I is an Issa the Rabbanon, but to me, you didn't see an Issa. In that way, you didn't actually see an Issa. Where you didn't actually see an Issa. There, there's no enough community between the Issa, the Rabbanon, and the Issa. You have no right to take on that the person did an Issa. He didn't do an Issa. And that's what the portion is for. So maybe the Mishnah Malas Kasha is Ulai Mishkan Kasha. Bringing it back home. I was like, that's the answer Shaila of the Shagasai and the Quebec, maybe it's a different Shaila. When you have a Shaila, you take back a step back and you say, could I count on people being over this Rabbanon, or do I count on them not being over this Rabbanon? The boy said, just like a Yid is not over this Raisa, he's a Misagula, Amlach is Kalim, the Kodesh, he does not do the Raisa, you cannot count that a Yid is going to do the Rabbanon. You can't count that he's going to be the Rabbanon, he's not going to be over this Rabbanon. So tell you that. But it has nothing to do with the machloikis of the Rambam and the Raivet, or the one in Hitler's mouth of Leibet. You're talking about, I'm cooking now something. Now, Yid is going to come and he's going to eat the tray for the Rabbanon. Well, it's only a tray for the Rabbanon. So that Quebec is, hey, good. Even if you hold like that Magid Mishnah, but where are you talking about something? Are you taking on that Yid is going to be having the Sabbanon? But he's not going to be having the Sabbanon. Why should I think he's going to be having the Sabbanon? I have no reason to say he's having the Sabbanon. The Demis Rabbi said, the Gemara Mefereshes that this long since I've gotten. We just finished. We just went through the Yom Tov Pesach. The Gemara and Abdallah and Aleph, and the Rambam brings in Hilchos Chametz from Matza. A mas kebayis b'yudalev. A person rented out a house to someone else on Yudalev. Can the Soicher take on that? Ashi says it's talking about in the morning. Could he? The Santa Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch says it even in the middle of the night. Let's go with the Asher. I walked into my apartment in the morning and I said, it's a Shaila Legab, all the people that go away for Yom Tov. What do I say? A Shaila Legab at a caterer. He might have an Achayis to go and be by the full rooms. I moved into this room now, 12 o'clock. They told me that's check-in time. I came in 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I came in. Could I take on that this room was Geboy Dikonot? It's possible. I'm more than a dollar and a half in the Bamal Yom. The Maskon is like, why can't go through the whole Shaka Batayas? It's possible. Rashi speaks out the Feirish over there. The thing is, Chometz is in the Rabbonah. And it's Alamask Lindoik. That's how we're masking. Can I take on that the mask did that or not? And we're masking, yeah, I can take on, he did. I don't have to make a deep. There's like the Rambam and Chometz and Matzah. And boy, so what happened with this? The Rabbonah, the Tessa Pashit. I'm looking at this Yid, whatever his name is, the Kedah, or the Balabos of the place, the parking down there, this Yid is not coming in the rice of the Rabbonah, the Maisa, but the Rabbonah, he was Mukhayef to make a deep. Why not? This Shaila with the in Hilchos Ishus is a different Shaila. The man did it, Issa. A Gemach Tavir with a woman without anything. I have to concoct that he did it in the Shem Kiddushin. No, so the Magen Mishnah. That it was only the Rabbonah, you have no right to do that. Me the reason with this will be Messiah. Me the reason could be Fakir. The Shark Sai also no problem with it either. That's why. But I said, when I'm claiming on an individual Yid, did he make Bedika on his apartment? Didn't he do Bedika? This year, he gave me extra $5. Did he give me ribbis or not? I take this year after Purim HaChazak. And we're saying there's no difference. The Raisa and the Rabbanan. Avadi has a Chassid Kashas. Hoyle Miklach has a different word. The boy said, I don't know if Chaim Yankel is coming for Yom Tov or not. The Islam is not coming. I already went to Yisrof Yom Tov. But there are Baruch Hashem millions of Yidden in the world. Hoyle Miklach. The boy said, when was the last time that somebody popped into your house? They pop in. Taisa says, I'm talking about the Bible base, as long as it's not a pchin of loishchiach klal. Taisa is a mother of Taisa in that Rabbi said. Taisa said that every chil Shabbos came out, you should be potter. If you were why? Chol mikla, chol shish basakona. Chol is not a word only in Yom Tov, it's a thing called toy kula. And Taisa's ganze tells you, you're expecting to get a bomb of tells in this Taisa. And it is. Taisa says, chol shish basakona, bar Hashem, is loishchiach klal. As long as it's not loishchiach klal, and that's really the crux of the Kivegah. The only thing is that Kivegah takes it in one Lashir Klal. As long as it's not Lashir Klal, there's oil. Kabbalah, when you're talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole, I think that you have a right to say on the Deraisa, you can't count somebody's on the Rabbonan, there's an under Zach. On the Rabbonan, Zot the Shagasayah, you're talking about in the whole vast Klal Yisrael. If there's someone that might come to me that's not Mahad in the Rabbonan, I have a right to do. You're not talking about the individual that sent me $5. You're not talking about the person that rented me an apartment. You're talking on the wide scope of Klal Yisrael. On that, on the Rabbanan, so come on the Rabbanan, there, the Holy Clark is different than the Rabbanan and the Dars. The boy said, he was up to Yiddish, he was meant to be weiter. You know, and usually when we talk about counting, you count down, right? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then they send a rocket up there. He didn't count up. We count up. Maybe that's another reason why we count. We're not counting down, we're counting up. I was so enthused, I guess, with Shavuos that last night, for the first time in I don't know how many years, I was like, you know, tell me you make a mistake, be yoch. There's one thing, guy, mechavet me to say. And somehow or other, I was pushing this yontif ahead. I was so anxious for the yontif, chashing a halt, and I was holding ready by day 48. Now, sadly to say, it's only day 47. I'm halchadot. I want to share with you an interesting machshava. Models up that every diba that the Rebbeinu Shem like one pays ein and beset the Shabbos called diba v'diba sheyotzim v'yakodesh baruch hu yotzos on nishmosim shal Yisrael shenem anaf sheyotzim v'davot. Then the Gemara wants to know also what happened after that. How are we still around? The Rebbeinu Shem took tal d'chiyah from loss of love. He made chiyas hameisim. Chiyas hameisim is not only a thing of the future, it's a thing of the past. Baruch Hashem as a track record. Lemaisa, not verstehen. What was the tzarich of that? What was the tzarich of that? He killed Klal Yisrael and then hired them and then again and weiter. There's a chazal that I really looked for the chazal exactly those words. I didn't find it, but the Malbim brings in the Pashas Yosef. Peldik a shtick of Malbim. Kabbalah Satoira. Godel Yoim Matan Toira. There's an equation of Yom She of Matan Torah to the Yom Shenivu Bo Shemai Boretz. Chazal say many times that's Ki Yom She Yodik Shom, but what is this Ki Yom Shenivu Bo Shemai Boretz? And the Malm has a more that can take on it. He separates Yom Rishon of Shemai Boretz from the rest of the days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The only day that was Yesh Me'ayin was the first day. After the first day, there was no more Yesh Me'ayin. It was Yesh Me'yesh. Maybe Bezeram from the Yesh, but it was Yesh Me'yesh. And he explains, he correlates it, that every Yid, even the Yid that was no Shaychus, zero Shaychus to Nevuah, zero Shaychus. But when it came to Matan Torah, the Rosh Hashem gave it to us. And therefore, it's like Yom Shenibuvay Shemaya Boaz. Just like over there with Yesh Me'ayin, the Rosh Hashem took Yidalach that were maybe Ayin, and he made Yesh Me'ayin, and he gave us all the Nevuah. Kabbalah Satoira is not an accomplishment or a new status in Klal Yisrael's history. Before Kabbalah Satoira, Zon Chazal was 2,000 years of Toyu B'Voyu. Toyu B'Voyu. Hello. Look around you today, tell me if this world is not Toyo B'Voyo. There's so much Toyo B'Voyo going on. But we have a Toyo, so it's not Toyo B'Voyo. There was a world of Toyo B'Voyo. It's Pilipleim, once remarked. Hadron, Yitzhak, Yankov, Shiftei, Kor, Moish Rabbeinu, Arden, Amram, Lake, the Shiftei, Alas, Toyo B'Voyo. There was no Toyo, it was Toyo B'Voyo. Yom Shit, Nivu by Shemaya Varetz was Yom Hashishi, was Vav Sivan. Someone said there's a machloikis in the Gemara, the Tishrei Nevroilam, and listen to that. I said, maybe it's not such a strong machloikis. You build a house, and then you need a Sivo. The Sivo was, it's his Mitzrayim, it's Matan Torah. That's when you actually, that's when it became Ois Torah B'Voy. But there's a modic change that happens. And just like all other young Toivim, That change wasn't thousands of years ago. All the halachas of Sukkah, the Man Yedun, and Mitzrayim, and Pesach, it's irrelevant, just like it was then. Shavuos is relevant just like it was then. A Yid's feeling has to be that the difference between before Shavuos and after Shavuos is Ki Yom Shenidvu V'Shemayim V'Ofetz. And I would like to take just one more step. Alum Gehert, Kris HaToyre Nechten, Ve'elev told us, Aron HaMoyshe V'Yagdiv HaShem HaMoyshe V'Asinah. The Moshe is introducing the family of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'elev Shemoyz V'Yis Aron, Ne'aron, Abchor, Nodav, Abi, Elazar, Yisam. You must know, you must know what happened. We got an introduction. We're going to find out who the children of Moshe Aaron, and then the Torah skips over Moshe, and we hear about the children of Aaron. So Rashi brings it. It's a Gemara. Kol Amalam is bechaver yotoy kili yilodim. Kol Amalam is bechaver yotoy kili yilodim. Yesterday I had a shtickel over. The Gemara throughout Shas asks, Kol lasuyamai. Kol lasuyamai. What are you coming about? Kol Amalam. What does it mean? More rifki too? What the Ibn Lamed Torah? This is the older. What's Kol Amalam? What's Kol Amalam with Ben Chavei Torah Kibli Lodah? Sveidin, someone, what does it mean Kol Amalam with Ben Chavei? Kol Amalam, you taught somebody, you know, people that fall down from Mars. So of course, every person has a father. I mean, was Vilodah with Ben Chavei? Was Vilodah with Ben Chavei? And I saw that the Mephoshim, the Tatmima, perhaps others ask, what's that? It's just the children of Aaron? Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah with everyone. So everybody should be considered, everybody's a son. We should say Yehuda told us Moshe Rabbeinu, and then should list off Shlomo and Delto. Everybody, you know, all of us. What he says there to me is not so nicha. He says that he learned extra. You know, when you learn with something, you're not gonna learn. But he learned extra. What he wasn't mitzvah, he learned extra with, I don't know, I know Moshe Rabbeinu told us Moshe Hasen. I don't know, I didn't learn that he did home extra credit stuff. I'd like to tell you what I think. Yeah. He learned Torah with someone that has a tata poya. You'd be makar of this young kid. His father's tamaplut. At best he's parv. You know, but he's nothing, no great shakes. Even his wife doesn't think, you know, nothing to blame. So father, you learned when he's Torah, Kili Lodoy. You took him, it was nothing, you meant. What happens if he has a risa getata? He has a mugger to getata. He has a tata choshev tata. And certain things, maybe it's greater than you, greater than you. And you taught him something. Kol amam et ben chaveroi. He's ben chaveroi. You're not talking about Chaim Yankel's son, he's talking about Aaron's son. Aaron amoyshe, moyshe ba'an, l'am d'cha sheshkulam hei. He didn't adopt someone, he wasn't the carrier of someone, he didn't take a foster child, he's like, I'm glad Aaron could have done a great job with the shiur too. No problem. He knew all the British rules on that shiur. But the mice you learn from Ben Chaveroi. Kol amalamed Ben Chaveroi. Kol amalamed et Ben Chaveroi. Kili yilam. That's the power of Torah, not the power of the Malamed. That's the power of Torah. What do you mean I got one more connection to Chaseidim? One more knesh. My tatl chagod l'ador. Don't machalek min tatn. And I learned by Rav Shimon. I learned by, yeah, but this person also told him. Oich hazoi. Chiddush gol. And I'm going to leave you with something that's, when it dawned upon me, the boy said, everybody knows their limitations. Their shtickle toyer that I'm going to tell you now is not kefi erki. It was a matona from the Rebbe Yishon. So, when you get a matana, you share matana. So when you work hard on something, you want to keep it for yourself, maybe. But you get a matana, there's an arm that costs me. With this old town, like a mother. The Gemara is poshut. Everybody knows the Gemara. It's the Gemara in Brooklyn, the family base. Bjorken and Nebuchad had 10 sons. The old passed away in his life. And he took that, whatever he wanted, whatever it was, chloik is what exactly it was, and he said, Dein garma, the bir asiroi. The asiroi bir. Went around being Menachem people. And I once heard, he said, give a look at me. It's gefährlich, Taka. But you know something? I rebounded. I wrote Talmud Yerushalmi. After 10 children, I wrote Talmud Yerushalmi. Now, boy, said, the closing of my Rebbe Zitzal once said, Ich kann sagen, zu Rabbi Yochanan, ich habe gemacht 11, nicht 10. I brought 11 children. My Shiva told the Shiva the Mochel brought 11 children. And they rebuilt. That's what Rabbi Yochanan did. He didn't go and say, look, I said, you think you have a bit, I might have a bit. No, you could come back. You can really come back. Listen to this Rabbeinu Gershon, Rabbeinu Simon, and Odom Gordon Lloyd from the greatest place in Mount Dora. Once I was sitting at a, we're having a Masechta graduation by, you're talking about 35 years ago. And he said, what's Bill and Rabbeinu Nissen Goren? What does he want? Rabbeinu Nissen Goren sounds a little like he's done some history over here. He brings over here and strictly says, V'yis the Amr. Some people say, you know, some people out there say this, K'nishol Ebenecha. He had one more son, Shmoyer Amasna, and his name was Amasna. V'shigroi, and he sent him from Eretz Yisrael where the Gerchen was, L'babel to Lo Yitolif Nishmur. Boom. End quote. Particular history. Now you know he had another son. Taken away from his godless, what are you doing? Chazar Chimetz Matron, Allah Sarah told him. Rabbi Yochanan saw that there was a Gzar Din. All the kinder from Rabbi Yochanan, I couldn't talk. No Zech. Rabbi Yochanan outsmarted the Malchamos. He took his son and sent him to Shmuel Salam Tayyar. Kol Malamed Ben Chaveh Tayyar Kili Yelodai. Now he's not only Rabbi Yochanan's son. Hain Tot Enoch Atata. Hashmud is no gzeira. I always get up to Malchamos. Same. Kamalamed ben Toyre, ben Chaveri Toy Kilodoy is not the, you know, semantics. It's not like a nice tickle drosha that you say. Sinish Hapsuleidus, perhaps. Maybe it is. Of anything barring that, that's Kili Yelodoy. Whatever was negated to Yerchman's children is not negated anymore. And I think that's why the Baruch was parochin l'shmosim to tell you that it's a new leida. What do you mean? Before this Rashba, you're not even related to the fellow from before the Rashba. It's like noch a Rashba. The new Rashba called Ibu. You heard an Olach Hashem lekecha. Fias Amesim. Chaim Amesim. Baruch Atah Hashem. Chaim Amesim. Haguten Tov. Lo Yilacha. So why not Chiesa Mason? Not a Mazel Tov. You have to get another leader. And I am Mazel Tov. A new birth. And I think it was Dafke put over here. A boy said, in Posek Shteh, Begam Ba'aron is Anaf Hashem. And the boy said, was upset with Aaron. Zoy Chazal, on the Posek, the Gemara, now she brings it. The boy said, spoke to Aaron, Ba'aloza, B'isama, Bonav HaNesodim. What's it of Bonav HaNesodim? What's Bonav HaNesodim? What do you mean, Bonham and his son? Like the Shayla's not played there. They didn't go into the Mesa Midrash. What do you mean, Bonham and his son? Tarot says, according to this Madonna, the Misa of Bnei Aaron was sealed with the Misa Ego. Finished. I couldn't talk. That's it. Zot Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, Bonham and his son. They eluded, they evaded this decree of the kind of Aaron. Which I've been hit down with. I've said, Akasha. Okay, Tfilah Samech is only saved two. Why? According to this track, why save these two, not the other two? That's a push. Kol Malamed has a prerequisite to it. You have to apply yourself to that Malamed. You have to feel. Avon Ben, Onu Bonecha Va'ato Avinu. You can't be halfway. I can't say Onu Bonecha Va'ato Doideinu. It doesn't work like that. Just like you can't say Onu Tzenecha, if it's on the Benecha, it's got to be Atovino. If it's not Atovino, it's not on the Benecha. Not even Aviyam, Gesok, Mosa, Yemusa, Shnei, Skelem, Alolo, Vadiv, Atov, we're going to feed the command over here. That's not Kolom Alam, Ben Chavei, Toira. We just had a dinner in the Yeshiva. And I installed the new vice president. I'm telling you for interesting reasons. I prepare my Yoshis, just like I did today. There was one sentence at the end that after I said it, I couldn't believe I said it because I didn't prepare it, and it was like, even to me, it was shocking. The new vice president was the son of the vice president, was vice president for 50 years in Yeshiva. He was my father's best, he did, that was for sure, and he was the vice president for my father for 50 years, even after my father's dead, he was still vice president. We made up new stationery. Who became the new vice president? His son. And we made the dinner. The main thing was memory of Solis Rebbe Meir. I finished my drasha, I said something going, I said a whole stick of toilet, and I was like, I felt it myself, I felt like Jesus. And then before I sat down, I said, Yaakov, Sukum al Tchis HaMeisa, I'm going to give back to my father what I got from him, and you give back to your father what you got from him. I said, Naska. Yeah, today, Tata Nishdor, so I sat down the chair to try it for size. He tried it for size. A Talmud, a kid, in the pshat, you're subjected to that. You deal with it with loftiness, with admiration. Elozan is some as Kili Elodoi, with the Ganze Knach, and therefore that Zedah that came on Aaron's bottom, just like it was on the children of Yoch, and he sent them to Shmuel. Lord of Abiyu could have the same exemption. Once they said Mosai Yamuso, there was a breach in that relationship. It wasn't that acceptance. It wasn't that flavor, that feeling. And it doesn't work. It's not magic. So the Heilige Torah, that was a Zushnot. The Bunch was a helpful me to Shem. I always tell the Bachim, we should only, I don't know, Panosa, we surely want to take as much as they want to give us, but we go for doubles. There's Martin Torah saying, we have to work on the Kabbalah Torah saying. The Bunch of Zolz, Mezaka Zayn, Shlach Kodesh Tate, Shvuiz, Yom Kippurim, Fulim Ha Torah. That's the Yom Adin, Fulim Ha Torah. The Bunch of Shlach Kodesh Tate, Yitzim, Zolz, Zolz, Zayn, Taksiva Vachasim, Et Toive, Vesikman Shal Tzadikim, Gemurim Yitzim, Zolz, Shtagim, Elam, and I want to give you a Shukoyah. Yes, I do remember I spoke down with my sister, to make sure that thing.
Right.
I remember that, yes, if you think. And those are Chazon, Zechisen, the people that live here, the people that come to learn here. And Daf, Mola, all it's there, Hashem, Kamayim, Leom, Chasen. Side, those that live in the Shchuna, is in Tzorech, Tamok, and Kodesh. We ask, Yav Zalon, Abba is by some Yiddish, Lem Koyim. So we ask, yes, what's Lem Koyim? I said, very simple. Yitesh Mishkin Shiloi, Oil Shikim Odom, Shtetachsen Eisoscha, but the Bosham didn't take it back upstairs. Yitesh Mishkin Shiloi, and now he found places, Oil Shikim Odom. So we ask, he has the loan, Abba Yisrael Samadish, then coin. Right now, Abba Yisrael Samadish is here, in this Mishmadish, in the Shchuna, whom is it with Abba Dima, whom is it with Asaif? We're hoping in Yitesh Hashem it's going to become centralized. It's going to become centralized. I wish you a happy